This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
An increasing number of Americans believe that force is justified to restore abortion rights. A survey from the University of Chicago's Project on Security and Threats found that the percentage of Democrats willing to use violence to promote abortion rose from 8% to 16% since January. Put another way, that means that 31 million Americans support the use of violence to reinstate pro-abortion laws. Ben Johnson, writing about this in the Washington Stand, reminds us that these numbers are more than just theoretical support for abortion-based violence. There have been at least 67 attacks against pro-life pregnancy resource centers since the still unresolved leak of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision last May. On my radio program, I have documented many of these attacks and interviewed pro-life leaders at these centers. Churches have also been attacked. Family Research Council has documented a total of 543 attacks against churches between January 2018 and March 2023. It also is estimated that at least 57 of those attacks have been abortion-related assaults. Even more disturbing was the statement from the Department of Homeland Security. It warned that churches face an elevated threat of violence until at least the 2024 election, 15 months from now, due to their stance on socio-political issues. The survey also discovered that a majority of Americans believe elections will not solve our most fundamental political and social problems, and that constitutes a dangerous deep distrust of democracy. If you see abortion as your right and aren't convinced that the next election will change anything, it is easy to see why leftists promote violence. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.